Welcome to Dish Nation!
Did Sexy Red finally find her a hoochie daddy and a new baby pappy in Pound Town? It sure looked like it. And Bad Bunny admits to making one of the Kar Jenner mansions his Pound Town. We'll explain.
Seems like celebrities are a little horny these days. Wait until you see Tiffany Haddish's reaction to Usher, honey. But first, Headcrack, what's going on?
Okay, well, listen, we all know Jada Pinkett Smith's been out here telling us all her business while promoting her new memoir, Worthy. Everything from her and Will being separated for 7 years to the late Tupac Shakur proposing to her while doing a bid in Rikers Island and struggling with alopecia as well as to being a blade-slashing teenage drug dealer. It's a lot. She lived a lot of lives.
Yeah, she did.
And everybody seems to be bothered that she's telling all the Smith family business except Will Smith. He posted a video of himself sleeping on a boat while sailing the seven seas with the caption, notifications off. And Jada actually liked and posted, you know, commented with several laughing emojis, man.
I love it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. Y'all like
that? I just wonder where he is. Where in the world is Will Smith right now? What ocean is he in?
He's somewhere at peace. He's somewhere at peace where the iceberg hit the Titanic somewhere. And he's living his best life. And the rest of y'all are just in an uproar about Jada telling her truth. Y'all ain't had this uproar when Will was doing it.
I feel that. You know, Jada got something on Will. If you say anything to me or anything about it, I'm bringing up Dwayne.
Dwayne, stop.
Yeah, no, we're not going there. No. We'll tell you after the break, Tanner. We'll tell you after the break.
Wait, is there a Dwayne? Is there a Dwayne?
You need to follow your number.
Just out of curiosity, which Dwayne do you think we're talking
about? Oh, no, I don't want to get into that. I think most Dwaynes are pretty cool.
Well, you need to know that
Dwayne. Can't Dwayne.
And it's not The Rock Johnson.
Okay, it's not.
Not the one from a different world.
Yeah. Oh, it's Dwayne.
And not one of the Tony, see?
Even though my name is Dwayne.
Well, y'all, moving along, child, to somebody not named Dwayne. Looks like Sexy Red is pregnant, y'all. Okay. So she posted a picture of her displaying her belly, presented by SZA on social media with the caption, team boy or team girl. Y'all, it's something in the water in 2023, because is it me? What's going on? Everybody pregnant.
Yeah.
Everybody pregnant and getting divorced.
What's going on? Belly getting round.
Right?
Yo, that was quick because, she was at the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Yeah.
She didn't seem pregnant on the red carpet, but she also moved very quickly.
Mm.
But then when she was on stage, she just stood there. She looked very thin. Now, you sure that's not like just a really big Jimmy John's?
I don't even believe she pregnant when she talked about the other opening. So I'm like, child, how she got pregnant?
About her being brown?
Yeah. I don't understand it.
It's Monday.
Tanner.
That's what she said. Dwayne.
You think her baby daddy named Dwayne?
No. I'm not weighing in on it. Not at all.
It ain't the same Dwayne.
Lord. So, are we happy for her? We're happy for her, right?
Is this her first baby?
I think this is her second.
Second?
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's a mom already. Yeah.
It makes me happy. I love babies. I love people who, if she's happy about it, I'm happy about it.
Yeah. Do you think, we're going to see her baby perform Pound Town one day, just like Blue Ivy's performing with
you're
Beyonce?
You're about to see one of the most ratchet pregnancies of all time. Whereas, some people get pregnant and take a break?
Right.
The baby going to be everywhere. Outside.
Right.
Opening for the belly on the dress and the whole nine.
The baby's going to take the pacifier out of their mouth.
When she say put your hands up, you going to see a hand come out. That baby going to be active.
All right, moving on. Bad Bunny might get girlfriend Kendall Jenner in trouble with one of her sisters. Oh. Guys, he dropped a new song called Finna, and in the lyrics he said, I'm a scoundrel, but you beat me really high at your sister's house.
Oh!
But he doesn't reveal which sister's casa they got it on in. If you guys had to guess, which Kardashian casa was it?
Yeah, it gotta be close, because Khloe ain't got nothing going on over there, so. Tristan down the street.
Kim got too many kids that have run up on
him. Well, maybe Kylie, you know what I'm saying? It seems like Kylie, because she's the youngest one out of that crew, it seems like certain things will be able to fly.
But Kylie got a man and all that. Khloe ain't got no man, she ain't got no marriage or nothing. Tristan is down the street. He brought my papa down the street.
Tristan lived with her.
He came back in the house.
house? His ceiling roof caved in or something.
Yeah, I think it's like
and then
his brother,
his mother passed away, so the
brother. They all moved in?
They all live with Chloe.
Okay, so never mind. Yeah, they down the Collie house. They definitely down the Collie house.
And I think Lamar stuff's still over there on hangers.
It's in the storage downstairs.
Yeah. Would y'all be mad if, like, y'all siblings was hunching down in y'all house?
No.
They're grown.
They did that when they were kids.
I would be upset.
Really?
Yeah, because don't nobody hunch in my house.
Hold up. I'm the same way.
You're not going to. Come on now.
You got to make your crib unhunchable.
Yeah.
Okay, for both of y'all now, did you hunch in your parents' house when you were a teenager?
No, my parents are Haitian. Absolutely not.
No, hell no. Yeah. No.
Jesse had to go to the Lord's house.
I had to go to the Lord's house.
Where she lost her virginity every time. Every time.
I'm screaming. Well, at least I was protected over there. I wasn't protected in the Haitian household. Having hunching? No, absolutely not.
And laid in the water. Getting laid.
Oh, my God.
Something gonna get you in that water. Moving on. Looks like Tiffany Haddish's tongue is taking over the internet. In a clip that went viral of Tiffany sticking out her tongue and looking enthralled with Usher's performance, and the hilarious footage has gotten a lot of fans talking.
She was trying to go get laid in the wall.
Yo, I mean, I had no idea. Who has a tongue that large? Heidi Hamilton.
Yeah, Heidi has big tongue.
Like a tongue battle between Heidi Hamilton and Tiffany Haddish would be crazy.
Oh.
I didn't know she was holding all that in her mouth.
Did Usher ever go over and sing to her?
Right. Did y'all notice Usher did not make his way over to that section?
Well, the other thing, too, though, is at the end when her face went down, she's like, with the tongue out, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
Now, she had a whole sex scene in her head. You could see it playing out in her eyes. In real time.
Usher just didn't like her. I mean, he discriminated against certain women, I guess.
No, Usher be down to everybody's section, but he just didn't want
to
get...
He go and sing to everybody he possibly can.
Yeah. Well, why did he sing to Tiffany? She's a star.
Because she over there like the Geico Gecko, sticking her tongue out, covering the whole crowd. Don't nobody want to entertain that.
Y'all hate no Tiffany. Tiffany, I love you.
You just mad because she came for you before. She put you in your place, and now you love her every minute. Well, y'all, switching gears, Suzanne Somers, who starred in hit shows like Three's Company, Step by Step, and She's the Sheriff, has passed away at the age of 76 from breast cancer, just one day shy of her 77th birthday. Her publicist said in a statement, Suzanne passed away peacefully at home, surrounded by her immediate family. Her family also has gathered to celebrate her 77th birthday today and want to thank her millions of fans and followers who loved her dearly.
Oh my lord.
Yo, her comedic timing was unbeatable.
She just seemed like one of those people that would live forever. Like Chrissy from Three's Company.
I watched all Three's Company, the short lived She's the Sheriff, Step by Step.
Yeah, love 90s. Step by Step.
And them Thighmaster commercials.
Okay.
Yes. Yo,
when
you didn't have cable, them Thighmaster commercials will do.
Also, shout out to her family for getting together to celebrate her birthday.
Yeah.
Like, what a wonderful, it's a very difficult time for them.
Well, we at Dish Nation send our prayers and condolences to her family and fans. May her legacy never be forgotten. More Dish Nation after the break.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, now, ladies, honey, there may be some perks, honey, to dating Shannon Sharp, but baby, seeing him in his birthday suit will not be one of them.
What?
Listen to what Shannon had to say about being nude in front of his significant other.
You know what? I don't walk around naked in front of women.
What?
Mm-mm.
What?
Ocho, you have to understand.
Is that trauma? Is that trauma from your childhood?
Happened. I grew up in a house full of women. And so it was me and my brother, my grandmother, my sister, and my aunt. It just feel like her eyes are piercing me.
Shannon, I'm gonna need you to let that go. I understand what he's saying though. He has respect. He's a respectable black man. He had a good praying grandmother. But you know, your grandmother, she laid her hands on you to pray for you. I'm trying to lay my hands on you in another way, Shannon. I'm gonna need you to promote what you got up under there.
You just gotta wait till he get under the cover, because you ain't fit to see him naked.
Is that what he meant?
Yes.
No, it truly makes sense. So, you know, it is crazy how, like, the things that get instilled in you while you're young still affect you when you get older. Oh, like, to this day, I eat very fast because whoever, like, ate first and finished got to control the television. And to this day, I eat like I am on a 60-second timer, yo. Like, I be smashing that food. All right, so I'm moving on. It's time for a dish debate. Now, rapper Ice Spice hit the SNL stage this past weekend, and, a lot of people wasn't feeling it. So much so that popular celebrity stylist EJ King had an interesting take on her, and some other new artists said that their mediocre performances is not what that is. He said, all this lackluster, dead energy, mediocre performances from these new generational artists is crazy. We no longer are moved by amazing performances because the bare basic is becoming the norm and acceptable. Applauding all of this lateness is crazy. Take me back to 99 and the 2000s where the girls got it right. She was like the strippers in Grand Theft Auto.
Literally. GTA. Literally.
Yeah. Like,
literally.
Very non-playable character energy.
NPC
very limited
energy.
You know, you can't leave the spot.
Brett had a whole child in her stomach, ran around in Vegas, and then after giving birth to that child, ran around just, what, a week ago.
At the Hip Hop Awards, you still saw the umbilical cord hanging out and the Brett is up there. Okay, you still see truth and
No. Every artist on SNL, when they perform, move around like a yo-yo back and forth.
Right.
However, act like this isn't the dry rehearsal and make eye contact. And I understand if you shy and if you ain't ready, say, hey, I ain't ready. This ain't a good look for me and my brand right now at this time. And then come back and
they
get to it.
They don't have to do it these days.
That's the thing. It's not, these labels are not.
It's okay. It's okay.
These labels are not doing.
It's okay to barely talk. It's okay to stand still. It's okay to not even move when your record is on. Like, you don't even like your own song.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know, but because it's acceptable and it's okay. And people love everybody. So it is what it is today, y'all. Things have changed.
I hope people caught that,
times
what you just
have
said.
Changed.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. Mm-hmm. And when you were coming up too, Brad, didn't you guys have artist development?
We did. Yeah. We had artist development. We had mad rehearsals before shows. Like, they taught us, like, when somebody comes to see you perform, they should want to leave asking more about you, Googling you, or going to buy your record.
Yeah.
Because you sold albums back then. You sold. Mm-hmm. Now you can just stream. Like, people don't have to go to the store. So it's just a different. It's just a different time.
Yeah.
So Jason, when you perform with Tamar soon, I mean, you're gonna twerk and do all that good stuff.
I'm going to twerk. I'm finna get my brat on. I'm finna, you know what I'm saying? Okay. I'm finna.
We gonna be looking for that.
Period. Yeah. No, I love Brat. And I told her, I was like, Brat, you did a phenomenal job.
Thank you.
So I will always be a super fan of Brat.
Thank you.
Okay, y'all. So Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce do it big for date night with cameos on SNL. We have the deets after the break, child. Mm-hmm. Was she up there performing too? Was she getting up?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
All right. Guys, if you had any doubt, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are together. Seems like they put it to rest over the weekend because during the season premiere of Saturday Night Live, Travis made a brief cameo during a skit about the NFL's obsessive coverage of Taylor at his games. Oh. And Taylor also popped up to introduce musical guest Ice Spice. On top of that, Trailer, or is it Swelce or Tavis? I don't know. They were spotted holding hands before and after the show. Oh, God.
Oh, that means it's real.
Trailer.
Trailer? I don't know if I like that one. Swelce's kind of fun.
Yeah, it's different. It's not so trashy.
Why does Travis Kelce look so white now?
It's when he cut the beard at first. Like, it was given very Confederacy, you know what I'm saying? like you fought for the South. But now it's growing back, he look better.
Well, it's cute. They cute, though. What y'all think about, you know,
I like them together. I like them together.
She was at the game with his mom.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean,
and the fact that she's freakishly tall and has somebody that's taller, she looks protected.
That's
you know what I'm saying, when they're together. Like, they look like they're supposed to be together.
Yeah, he frames her out nice. Like, he's a big, tall dude, and she's sort of tall and slender. It's like, it's hard to date when you're a tall girl.
Yeah.
I liked him when he dated African-American women. They look so nice together, especially him and his other girlfriend.
No, I'm glad he's over there getting his, you know, his avocado toast and, you know,
pumpkin spice latte.
His avocado toast and his... And his what? And what else? And what else is he getting?
And his pumpkin spice latte.
And what else?
his unseasoned chicken? Go ahead. What else? What else is he eating?
I ain't say all that. Taylor look like she seasoned her chicken. She look like
unfried bologna sandwiches with the string off of it.
Yo, what if Taylor Swift can cook? She might really be some kind of cook. Wouldn't
I'm
that be something?
You. Shoot.
She's probably never had to cook for herself.
Probably not.
Never, ever. Okay, y'all. Someone else who was spotted out this weekend was Jessica Simpson, but the reaction wasn't quite the same. So Jessica dropped a pic with her 11-year-old daughter, Maxwell. They're so cute. They're both making shocked faces, and she said, the face when someone in the parking lot at the mall ask you for your autograph, but expect you to sign it, Britney Spears.
Oh, wow.
Y'all, why would someone, I mean, were they, did they think she was Britney Spears 2023 or Britney Spears 1999? Like, what Britney Spears are we talking about?
They still, they kind of resemble
I mean,
a little bit, though.
I don't know, but they do resemble.
Yeah. They resemble a little bit, yeah.
So if somebody doesn't really, really know, you could mistake them.
Yeah, for sure. They're from the same era. They kind of both have that kind of Southern accent a little bit. You know, it's like, I get it. They're both blonde.
They probably both needed guidance.
Okay, yeah. So which Britney Spears does Jessica look like? Does Jessica Simpson look like, I'm a slave for you, Britney Spears? Or does she look like dancing in the mirror with Nives?
Oh, no, definitely the Pirates of the Caribbean Britney Spears with the Nives. You know what I'm saying? Like that one. The Dangerous Britney Spears.
Dangerous Britney?
Yeah.
Post-conservatorship Britney?
Feral Britney.
Wow. Hey, have y'all ever been asked to sign an autograph for somebody else to sign their
yeah,
name?
Yeah, I get asked all the time. They ask me, oh, Gary. They mistake me for Gary all the time.
What?
Yes.
When I'm in drag, yeah.
You know, Gary signed a ton of Jesse. Oh, Jesse Wu.
Jesse Wu, baby.
Make no error, niece.
Yeah, honey. And there you have it.
Up next, Drake's promoting the new track, but wait till you hear who the artist is. Come right on back, y'all.
Yes, niece,
we're
I'm Jesse
Wu. We're supposed to be nice to each other, Gary.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, now Drake dropped his new album For All the Dogs about a week ago. And the track Daylight, featuring a verse by his 6-year-old son Adonis, has been making some noise. And if you was wondering if there was more in that, you're in luck, because Adonis has dropped his own track called My Man Freestyle. Check it out.
I was driving in the car and I messed my car. I was playing on my iPad and I broke my iPad.
Period!
Who doesn't break their iPad? Who doesn't break their iPad?
I literally have a cracked screen right now.
I have to replace my kids' iPads all the time. It's very relatable.
Well, I want to say this, honey. He look like Andy. He should be doing an Andy too, honey.
Instead of that look like Bryce Ice Spice little brother. Bryce Spice.
Bryce Spice.
Jesus, honey.
And he moved better, though.
Bryce too, like, Spice. Just because your daddy could rap, just because your mama could sing.
I think the kid probably wrote it, and it was probably so cute. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've done this for kids all the time in the studio when they want to sing and rap or be like on TV, let them get on a song and let them hear themselves. Mm-hmm. But it's Drake, he has access to all this stuff. That's his child.
Yeah, how long is it before True Legend do his first hit?
I have no idea if that's what he wants to do. I have a studio at my house. He's welcome to do whatever he wants.
I'm ready for Google Gaga Volume 1. Give me the milk. Give me the milk.
You might catch me on some nursery rhymes, bitch. Okay. I watch him so much, it's all I sing. What sound does the letter make?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.